Everyone has an opinion when it comes to having a baby and raising kids. Just get the epidural. There's no prize for doing it natural. In my day, we just let the baby cry until they settle themselves down. Have you tried sage oil? And so many more comments, most of them unsolicited. Welcome to the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim, and I've got opinions too. I'm kind of an expert on birth. I've also managed to raise 3 babies into young adults. I'm here to offer evidence-based information, stories, personal experiences on birth, parenting, and everything in between. So let's do this. Hey, okay, so here we are. Welcome to Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim Fernandez. I am the doula childbirth educator in Toronto at the Toronto Doula Group. It's been a crazy week. It has been a very crazy week. I may have mentioned I'm actually looking at getting my bathroom redone. So suddenly this has all started to happen. And as of like Monday, it's all happening. So that paired with, 2-3 inches of snow that have fallen in the last little bit, has really kind of played havoc on my depression. So I haven't been shy. I suffer from depression. My postpartum depression was pretty much the worst. And it sounds weird, but with, I should be very excited about getting my bathroom redone, but it's all just become very overwhelming with decisions and stress and all that stuff. So when that happens, I tend to shut down. So I have been honoring that shutdown, and I haven't been very creative lately. So I thought, in order to get through, to offer you some kind of podcast, I'm going to talk about who I am and how I became a doula, and sort of, and I have a little bit of an announcement at the end. So This will be a short one. I said that last week, and that is not what happened. It ended up being 20 minutes, so that is not what's going to happen here. So back in 2006, shortly after my daughter was born, I decided that I wasn't going to go back to work. I wanted to be home with my children. Having a full-time office job really wasn't my jam. And due to my daughter's really crazy birth and subsequent stay in the NICU, it sort of led me down a path of maybe being some type of support or help. So I actually looked at becoming a nurse, a labor and delivery nurse, or even a lactation consultant, because we did have some pretty serious feeding issues. And I got some really good help and support from the lactation consultants at the hospital. But it wasn't until I kind of fell across the profession of being a doula that a light went off. And I was like, yeah, hey, okay, that sounds really good. So I took the course, and within a month of that, I actually ended up doing my first birth, thanks to a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. She was pregnant with her third, and she allowed me to be there for the birth of her baby. And it was incredible. I remember afterwards, it was kind of comical, the way everything sort of went down. But I remember afterwards driving home with my pink flip phone, my pink Samsung flip phone. God, I love that phone. And talking to my partner and saying, oh my God, that was so great. That was the best thing ever. And from that point on, I was hooked. I was completely hooked. I soon, from that point on, expanded my knowledge, and I ended up becoming a postpartum doula because I was doing postpartum support for my clients anyways. So I took the training for that. And then the next logical step was becoming a childbirth educator. And because of the training that I took with Kappa, at the time Kappa Canada, but now it's just Kappa, that I was able to take all those courses within one organization. So that was very, very helpful. I ended up opening up my own business, which was crazy. I I'm not an entrepreneur, but I suppose I am now. And my company's name was Kindred Spirit Childbirth Services. I loved that company. And then a few years later after that, I paired up with someone who I had been working with. We actually went to school together. I didn't know her in school. She knew me, apparently, but I didn't know her. She was in a grade or two younger than me. And I spoke to her on the phone one time, and we had been backing each other up as far as births go. And I had this crazy idea of setting up the Toronto Doula Group. So I talked to her about it, and she's like, yeah, let's do this. So we started that company, and since then, over time, I have ended up supporting about 175 birthing parents, hundreds of postpartum clients, and I've probably taught close to 1,000 pregnant families through my private childbirth classes and my work at St. Mike's in Toronto. So it's been a really crazy ride, but while I do love my work, because I do, I love my work, I love working with families, I love not just seeing babies born, but I love seeing parents born. I love seeing that transition from, you know, either being someone with no children to someone with a kid, or someone with one kid and now being the parent of two. When the pandemic hit, however, this and doulas were basically shut out of the hospitals. We did try. We pivoted to virtual support. And honestly, actually, we actually had my partner, Stephanie, actually had floated the idea of having virtual support even before the pandemic started. She's a bit of a visionary that way. And so I actually had done a couple of virtual supports before that. And unfortunately, it wasn't near as successful as I would have liked. I really, really wanted virtual birth support to work, but it didn't. I'm not sure people really bought the idea. I think they really did want to have in-person support, and I totally understand why. I completely understand why. But during the pandemic, I did learn that my body was not ready or was not able to do in-person support anymore. I wasn't physically able to do these 18-hour long births anymore. I mean, I turned 50 during the pandemic, and my body, because of the pandemic and being very lazy for 2 years, probably aged about 10 years. I mean, when they say sitting is the new smoking, they are not lying. So with my sciatica, with just not having the heart for it anymore. Because I always said that as soon as I get to a point where I'm not happy about doing this work, where I'm not excited and, you know, jonesing to get into that birth room, then I have to be out. It's not fair to my clients to not have, you know, 100% support. If my brain is somewhere else, if my body is somewhere else, they deserve to have 100%, 150% support. And that wasn't me anymore. So officially, I said it kind of out loud to myself a little, maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a week ago. I said it out loud to myself that I'm retired from doing birth, both in-person and virtual support. So I no longer am going to be doing virtual or birth support at all anymore. And while this does feel like a door closing, it also means that I can actually open other doors wider. So I can now focus on my virtual postpartum support, which I really do enjoy. Being that question and answer person, you know, and helping to offer resources and things like that instead of people diving into Facebook or down a Google rabbit hole. I really like that, and I do enjoy teaching, so I'm able to focus more on my teaching and my classes that I want to offer virtually as well. So yeah, that's sort of what got me here to this point. If you want to know more about me, so on a personal note, along with, you know, being a doula, because I'm still going to call myself a doula, because I think that's not just who I am. It is, or not just what I do, but it's also who I am. I also have 3 incredibly young adult children, and I have 3 four-legged babies as well. I also watch a ridiculous amount of television, hence the sciatica and the aging my body by 10 years. And I love playing my Nintendo Switch. I'm very, very deep into, Disney's Dreamlight Valley right now is what I'm playing. I'm a little disappointed. I'm kind of at the end until the next release. But I do love playing video games as well. And of course, I've mentioned my new backyard, my new garden in my backyard. So I will be out there come the springtime once all this snow has melted. And yeah, I guess I'm kind of looking forward to my brand new bathroom as well, where I can have nice hot baths to help with this sciatica and my broken body. Because currently right now, the bathtub I have is horrible. It is the size of a thimble and I hate it. But it's funny. I was sitting there the other day thinking, I was in the bathroom, I was cleaning it or doing something, I can't remember. And I looked at the tub and I thought, you know what? Like, I'm getting rid of this tub. It is small. It is ugly. I hate it. But then this little part of me is like, but that's where your babies were bathed. That's where you bathed your babies. I was like, oh, God, the floodgates opened, you know, of reminiscing and you know, falling down that rabbit hole of memories and vision of your little babies in this bathtub. But it's got to go. It's too small. Anyways, so yeah. So I don't know, because the bathroom is getting done starting Monday, I don't know if I'm going to have the gumption or wherewithal to record any episodes in advance. So today is Wednesday. I will see what I can do. I'm usually week to week on these things. I'll see if something sparks. I have two uninterrupted days to myself to be able to do some recording. So I'll see what happens. But as I mentioned, this overthinking in my brain and this being incredibly overwhelmed with stress and spending money, which I don't normally do, is it may take over. And unfortunately, in order to get through the rest of my life, sometimes I have to let things go, because that's what we have to do. Especially if you suffer from depression, sometimes you've got to take stock of the very important things, and sometimes there's some things or there's some balls that you're going to have to drop. And it might be doing this podcast. I don't know. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I might wake up in the morning inspired. I have a class tonight. It might inspire me to write something or do something. So we'll see how this goes. And if not, I will see you guys, or you guys can hear me, in 2-3 weeks. We'll see. And I really hope, I'm actually almost, I know this is so lame. Would I like this number to be bigger? Of course I would, but I'm almost at 1,000 downloads for this podcast. And yes, it's been going for well over a year now, but I am quite happy and I am very incredibly grateful to those that listen, to those that download. So there you go. I will do my best to get something out for you next week, or maybe the week after. We'll see. And if there's any topics that anybody wants information on or just me to talk about, I am well and happy to talk about them. So just shoot me an email at birthandparentythings@gmail.com? Maybe. My God, I can't even remember because nobody sends me emails. Anyways, I hope everybody has a good weekend. If you are out and about where it is snowy, do be careful. If you are out and about where COVID is running rampant and the flu and RSV and all these other sicknesses come the winter, please, I beg you to mask up, not just for yourself, but for people that may end up in hospital. Our hospital system is incredibly overwhelmed right now, and we need to give it a break. Okay. So just a little bit of pain for some long-term gain. All right. Have a great one, everybody. Bye.